listening to Loving BDSM Podcast. Kayla Lortz here with the one, the only, you're a little chipper, but also a lot sadistic today, John Brownstone.
I am.
Like, you're a cheerful sadist.
Is there any other way to be?
I mean, you know, if media would have you believe otherwise, y'all are all supposed to be dark, maybe slightly demonic, brooding.
Well, there is, but we take great joy in what we do.
Well, what can you say to that? Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, right? Right. That's not at all what we're here for. We've already gone off the rails 30 seconds in, a minute in, whatever. This week, what we're here to do is answer a question from a kinkster who's attending in-person kink events and trying to be part of the community, but struggles to create connections with other people and to find a potential partner. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If you're new here, we help kinksters like you have happy, healthy power exchange relationships. Add the podcast to your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like us to answer your question in a future one of these episodes, we have a contact page called Ask Your Questions on our website at lovingbdsm.net. That's lovingbdsm.net and in the show notes for this episode. Okay, let's get right into the question.
All right.
I've been an active member of the community for about 3 years, and I've gone to munches, rope classes, and even jams, a rope free-for-all, basically. I seem to start off overwhelmed when I get to a munch. I sometimes see people I know from other events, but when I try to open up and be social, it takes too much time. I feel like people have their group and end up just joining a group and sort of isolating myself from the rest of the event. It seems I may have found my physical community, but when it comes to a long-term partner, I seem to be striking out while it seems others are, quote, getting there. Any tips on how to properly open up and, I think they said, meant get close.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's kind of tough.
It is, but there's a line in here that stood out to me from everything, and I think this could be part of the problem.
Okay.
Where was it? It takes too much time.
And see, that's something that you can't get around. It's going to take time.
Mm-mm. And making friends with adults is one of the hardest things we do as human beings. It's not like when you were a kid and your friend just happened to be in the same class, sitting next to you, liked the same color crayon you like. Yeah. You know?
And you know, I go back to something somebody told me when I was young. You know, you're thinking about a potential partner, you know, down the road is part of the reason for doing this. And that's well and good. And, you know, it's understandable because we all want to meet our partner or partners, however it may be. And I think sometimes you get too focused on finding a partner. Mm-hmm. And you need to let go of that and step back and make friends in the community first. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Build a friend base, and you, then from there, you never know what will happen.
Right. And I agree with you. I think that there's part of this, based on the actual question and how I'm sort of reading into it, is sort of this walking up to a group going, okay, I've seen them around, this should be fine, I'll just join the conversation, and then having that moment where you feel awkward. And do the people exist who can just seamlessly be part of the group? Yes. Mm-hmm. I think more of us than not are just awkward about it. And I think it's okay to just have a conversation at an event with one person, with two people, to do what you call isolating yourself, but being with just one group for that event. Because the longer you're with the same people multiple times at multiple different events, the more you either realize these are your people, these are not your people. You might make a connection with a single person in the group, but that's the person who's happy to see you when you show up. But all of that takes time.
And you know what, you go with a group and, you know, you spend the time with them and you may find out that they are not your people, and that's okay. You move on and you look for your people.
And I think there's something too that I think if you're not easily getting comfortable with the same people you happen to be around after multiple events, I don't think you're doing anything wrong and I don't think they're necessarily doing anything wrong. I think the vibe might be off and maybe it's time to do that sort of awkward mix mingle dance of, okay, not these people, but I'll just wander off to this group. And I, like, I really suck at making friends. I'm not an easily social person in person at actual events. But what I have found for me over the time, over years, is just being a good listener. People really, if they're ready to talk, they really want to talk. They are happy to talk about themselves if they can get started. Not all of us are like that, but for people who are. And you know who they're looking for? They're looking for somebody who will listen to them. And I have been drawn into conversations and into groups where people think I'm a great person, and I think I said three words. All I did was listen. So if you're feeling awkward, but there's somebody having a conversation there that you're kind of interested in, or there's a group where you're like, I kind of like their vibe, I kind of would like to know more about them. Mm-hmm. Assuming it's not intrusive to do, like, that can sometimes be hard to read if it's a closed group and they're like shielding their bodies and it's not open and there's not a seat at the table or whatever. You know, maybe don't, you know, put yourself there. But if there's a seat at a table and somebody's having a conversation that you're remotely interested in, just ask if you can sit there. And you don't have to do anything else. If you'll just listen. Sometimes that will get you in with a group. And sometimes that'll help you figure out if that's a group you vibe with. And you don't actually have to do a lot, necessarily.
True. And you know what? I'll let you in on a little secret. You know, I have been attending munches and workshops and various lifestyle functions since the mid-90s, and there are times I feel awkward.
Yeah, I think you know, most of us do. Every once in a while there's that extrovert that's also very confident and they just don't, but I think more often than not, even the extroverts are going to have days where like, okay, what am I even talking about? Does anybody even like me? What does anything even mean? I think we all have those moments.
Sure.
Some of us have them more often than not. Some of us just feel like we're awkward people. There's also the thing I've noticed where it's continuity is not quite the right word, but where you see the same people over and over again, it's a time thing and a sort of a numbers thing. I have, you know, come into contact with people very infrequently in our in-person community, and yet people are very kind to me. Part of it is because they know John Brownstone and they like him, and part of it is they've seen me often enough to have a comfort level with me. And so, you know, you talk about, you know, ending up joining a group and sort of isolating. But if you join that group often enough, again, if the vibes are right, and they just see you often enough, people sort of start to associate you with these events and like, oh, you're part of our group. I don't know much about you, but sure, you're here and I accept you.
Right.
And again, it goes back to it being a time thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would consider as a way to maybe help you find people, friends, like, I know you're looking for a long-term partner, but I'm with JB. Please, please, please start with friendships. It's just, I think unless you're at an event where the whole point is to meet people specifically for like the kink or dating scene, just start with friends. But what you can do as somebody who has been in your community for 3 years, you're not new anymore. You might feel new. You might not feel like you're in an in crowd, but you're not new. So what you might be able to do, depending on your comfort level or how brave you're feeling that day, is when a new person shows up, you go introduce yourself to them. If you've gone to an event often enough and you're like, I have never seen this person in my life, go introduce yourself. Ask, maybe don't assume, but just go, hey, are you new here? Is this your first time? And if they, you know, are willing to engage in conversation and they're like, yeah, I'm so nervous, I don't know. You get to be that ambassador and you get to strike up the conversation.
True, true.
And it might feel awkward at first if you're not comfortable doing that, but that's a little bit of a practice thing. The more often you do it, the easier ish
like strengthening becomes. A muscle,
right? And then you're seeking people out and helping people feel welcome, and you might find a friend group in that. And you did the thing that most newbies desperately need. They need somebody to come talk to them first. You know, I think you might have been better off if maybe you had that experience in the beginning and had people come up to you often enough, consistently enough, that you felt like, hey, this is a person I know. We're friendly, even if we're not friends. I can always go talk to them, right? That's the kind of thing that builds those connections. And 3 years, you've definitely got more experience maybe than you realize. And you can be that person for somebody new. And then you may have found a friend.
Right.
Do it often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So That's what comes to my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard for me to answer a question like this, me personally, because I am so socially awkward. I'm fine-ish with a camera and a microphone and an internet connection, but a group of people? What are you talking about? But I know the things I appreciate. I know the things that I wasn't trying to do but seemed to work. That listening thing goes a long, long way. You don't even have to know what to say if you can get somebody else talking and just listen to them. And you learn about them. And then you learn, is this the person I want to be around? And people like to be listened to.
Sure.
You know, they like to feel seen. And if you can do that for somebody else, then you start building that connection.
True, true.
But I think it goes back to you got to be patient. And I know after 3 years, you know, I think there may, I would imagine there are people you know that you've seen often enough. Maybe you just don't categorize them in the friend group yet. Or the if you're looking for a long-term partner, you're like, they're not partner people. That's fine. Are they friend people?
Mm-hmm.
Can they be people that you're friendly enough with that if you walk into a room, you can, you feel comfortable walking up to them going, hey, how you doing? Haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I sit here at this table with you or whatever?
Right.
And that's how those things kind of start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything else you would add?
I think we've said all there is to say.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this week's Q&A episode. If you want us to answer one of your questions, just use the contact page on our website at lovingbdsm.net, or you can find the link in the show notes. Big thanks, as always, to our kinky community over on Patreon. We're able to do this podcast and keep it going and help kinksters due to your support. If you'd like to be part of our community and get access to extra content and a Discord server with a group of super cool, super nice kinksters, you can do that. Just join us at patreon.com/KaylaLords. That's patreon.com/KaylaLords, or use the link in the show notes.